Real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe with an ultra-cool historic building.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. More 11th-hour gyrations to keep the government running past late Friday night.
Congressional leaders say they've reached a deal on six of the 12 broad spending bills that would fund agencies through the remainder of the fiscal year. To pass those bills by the Friday deadline, a further stopgap would be needed. So that bill would extend the deadline out a week, and lawmakers would then give themselves two more weeks to allow for more talks on the remaining spending measures.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Another convicted insurrectionist going away. A federal judge sentencing former Marine officer Michael Joseph Foy to 40 months in the penitentiary for repeatedly striking police with a hockey stick that day and then throwing a pole at a line of officers. President Biden had his annual physical. In a written report, his doctor noting no new concerns, declaring Mr. Biden a healthy, active, robust 81-year-old who remains fit to successfully execute the duties of the presidency. This is ABC News. Known for his self-deprecating nature, comedian Richard Lewis died. His publicist says it was a heart attack.
Many mourning the death of comedian and actor Richard Lewis, known for his neuroses-inspired brand of dark humor, in which he often talked about deeply personal things, including therapy and addiction. More recently, he played Larry David's neurotic friend on Curb Your Enthusiasm, the two born 3 days apart in the same hospital. David saying in a statement, Lewis, quote, had the rare combination of being the funniest person and also the sweetest. But today he made me sob, and for that, I'll never forgive him. Richard Lewis was 76.
ABC's Jason Nathanson. The Super Bowl-winning Kansas City Chiefs are planning an $800 million renovation of Arrowhead Stadium, third oldest in the NFL. The project, though, contingent on extension of an almost half-penny sales tax surcharge to be voted on April 2nd. The renovation would begin after Arrowhead plays host to games for the 2026 World Cup and take about 4 years to complete. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchase are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessarellc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life. And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, just a bit crisp out there yet this morning, but things will be changing pretty quickly here the next couple of days as south winds and sunshine boost our temperatures dramatically once again. And quiet weather will be the rule for most of the weekend other than the gusty winds. Some record high temperatures are expected on Sunday. Now, there will be a cold front sliding through the area late Sunday night and Monday should bring us some scattered showers, and enough cold air might mix in by late Monday night or Tuesday to see a little snow mixed in parts of the region. And then behind that, we should dry out heading into Wednesday, and temperatures look fairly seasonal there for the mid part of next week. So today, look for quite a bit of sunshine on the warmer side with a high of 46, south wind between 5 and 15. Mostly clear tonight, low at 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy and mild, the high temperature up to 53, south wind between 12 and 22. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, low 34. Saturday, lots of sunshine and balmy with a high of 62. The wind should be fairly light on Saturday. Sunday, however, gusty south winds up over 25 miles an hour possible. Partly cloudy and unseasonably warm. Low in the mid-40s with highs in the lower 70s. That's more typical for late April or early May. Now, there is a 50% chance of rain showers later Sunday nights. Good chance of scattered showers Monday. Mostly cloudy skies. Low about 44, high 57. The rain may mix with a little snow late Monday nights, and Tuesday a chance of snow and rain showers in the morning, cooler with breaks of sun later, high in the upper 30s. Wednesday partly cloudy, low 22 with a high near 44. You have yourself a great morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
16 degrees with sunshine. Yesterday it was 28 degrees. That was early on in the day, and we did receive a trace of precipitation. The morning low today has been 11. The record high for this day, 62 in the year 2000. Record low, 6 degrees below zero in 2008. The last time we had records for the 29th of February, 2020, we had a high of 36, and the low was 6. Sunset will occur at 5:50 this afternoon, and sunrise time for tomorrow morning will be at 6:37. The air is calm, and the barometer is at 30.37. No precipitation today. After a low of 11, we've got some nice sunshine, and it is 16 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Sports Time is next. It is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at tonight's area girls' basketball games. Details on a Marquette win in men's basketball. The Brewers continue to struggle in spring training. Those stories and more in a moment.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa in Richland Center and Boscoville. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, March 1st through the 15th is the time to get them. So get your list together now and come see us. Also, great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. Stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. WIAA sectional semifinal girls basketball games will be played across the state of Wisconsin tonight. The winners will move on to play on Saturday in the sectional final in the right to go to state. So teams coming into tonight's games are two wins away from the state tournament. The Wazeka Steuben Hornets come into Richland Center tonight with only two losses on the year. Argyle Pecatonica has just one loss, and the two teams meet in the battle that will start at 7 o'clock tonight. Ben McCulloch is the coach of Wazeka Steuben. I asked him if he thought this could be that kind of a year.
I think we had some good expectations. I don't know if it was quite these kind of expectations. We had a lot of young kids that were stepping up to the varsity level that, you know, we didn't know how they were going to exceed, and they've really done well and bought in playing together, and so it's worked out well.
I asked him if there was a point in the season where the team really turned it on.
I think the two losses that we did have, you know, I don't know if you can, you know, sometimes say if there's good losses or not, but they kind of woke these guys up and realized that, you know, nothing comes easy. You got to get out there and earn it when you're playing against these good teams, and they really bought into trying to get better on defense after that.
Well, you came through a tough regional. You're pretty well battle tested now, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Our whole half sectional there was just phenomenal. The second and third round games across the board were just great. So, yeah, if we can just kind of get our nerves taken care of right away, I think we can give them a run.
Wazeka Steuben and Argyle Pecatonica. The game can be heard tonight live on WRCO FM 100.9 and online at WRCO.com. Our pregame time begins at 6:40. The winner of that game will face either Cochran Fountain City or Royal. Those two teams play at La Crosse Logan tonight. The sectional championship is coming.